Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Guess what? You're not late. You know why? It's never too late. Well, good morning. That's our topic for today. It is never too late. But you know what? I want to start with a check-in, see who we have with us on the show today. So if you want to, you can call in 347-945-7991. Just remember, when you dial in, you have to hit your number one key. So I will know that you're in the queue, and I will open up your phone line, and you can just check in, just tell us your name and where you're calling from. And you can do that, you know, throughout the show. You are able to just check in. You hit your number one. You dial in 347-945-7991, and you hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. So we had some interesting callers yesterday. We had Cheryl and Lori both called in, so we know that others are tuned in, and we thank you and appreciate you for tuning in to the show. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do next week? What are you going to do next month? Next year? Have you even thought about it? What are you going to do 5 years from now? Oh, I know, it doesn't matter what plans we make. You know, God still holds the ultimate plan. But God does give us a brain. You know, we're not puppets. Hello? You're not a puppet. And so God gives us a brain, and very, very good one, I might add. Well, after all, He created us in His image. Well, He gave us this wonderful brain, and I just believe He expects us to use it. You remember the parable of the talents. There's three stewards, and one steward didn't do anything with what he had. I don't know if he was trying to reserve it, preserve it, save it, hold on to it, but he got in trouble later for doing that. Whereas the other two, they used what they had. Now, didn't say that they asked for a lot of instruction on what to do. It just says that they used what they had. And they actually doubled what they had, and then they were given more. So what about you? You know, you can set some plans. You can use what you have. But what do you want to do? You want to go back to school? You want to start a business? What do you want to do? You want to get married? You want to start a family? What do you want to do? You want to write a book? You want to make a movie? You want to start your own radio show? I see a lot of, I suspect by 2020, you won't be tuning into my show because you'll have your own show. But by 2020, I suspect I can't give an exact number, but there will be quite a few more people with their own radio show. You know, it's a wonderful way to connect with people and share information, and it can also be fun. It's like a blog. So you see how a lot of people in business have blogs, correct? And they have websites, they have blogs. Well, almost everybody in business has a radio show. So if you have a business, you should have a radio show. That's right, I said it. So whether it's a nonprofit organization, it may be a not-for-profit organization, you may work for a multi-level marketing company or a direct marketing company or a network marketing company, whatever it's being called today. That's still a business. You're still responsible for generating profit for your business or generating sales and revenue for your business, so you too can have it. But my whole point is that it's never too late. And I heard someone say some years ago, and I think it was George C. Eliot who actually said this. But I heard it first from Les Brown's son. Not Les Brown didn't say it, but the son said it. This was some years back. I mean, at that time, the son was 14. So if you know Les Brown's son, you know he's a lot older than 14 now. So a long time ago, I heard him say, he was on the Tavis Smiley. Remember when Tavis Smiley used to come on BET? He had a show on BET years ago. I know I'm dating myself, correct? Well, nonetheless, Tavis Smiley had Les Brown and his son, as Tavis always had, or a lot of times had, people like Jewel Diamond Taylor, Dr. Kimbrough, Les Brown, because I suspect that Tavis Smiley was a big fan of those motivational speakers. And so he had him on there, Les Brown and his son, and when they went to interview the son to ask him a couple questions, that's what the son led his conversation out with, was the quote from George C. Eliot. Well, I later looked up the quote and found out that the original quoter had been George C. Eliot, but I never forgot the words, and I often remind myself of it, and I often remind others that I also work with, or I'm speaking in front of a group, and people are somewhat feeling as though, I can't do this, or it's too late, I'm too old, nobody's doing this, or whatever, or I had my chance, I didn't take it. So I often remind them of this, and it simply says, it's never too late to be what you should have been. All right, I'll say it one more time. It's never too late to be what you should have been. And I really find that true. I really believe that. I find a lot of truth in that statement. And that's why the show today, we're going to end this week on the topic of it's never too late to be what you should be, what you could be, what you might be, what you want to be. It is never too late. It reminds me of a talk that I did during Black History Month over at Union County College. And there I titled my topic, Never Too Late, Never Too Early. Same thing, never too early. Maybe you're waiting for something because you feel you're too young. No, go for it. You feel it's not the right time. Go for it. It's something about going for it. And I know my fellow coach and partner, Kiva Renee, she had told me she did a wonderful talk, and she'll be coming here to do that same talk. I'll have her as a guest one morning when I can get her. But she does this powerful talk that went over really, really well. That's along those same lines. It's really true. It's never too late. And sometimes you just have to do it. Just to do it. I mean, like some of you, you just tuned into the show, right? And because you tuned in, maybe you've already heard something that you know, gives you that aha moment. You know, there are things in our lives that give us that aha. If we had not shown up, if we had not taken that chance, that risk, that opportunity, we never would have met with that. Now, I'm holding in my hand a book by a woman who I believe has a powerful message about it never being too late. And this particular woman, her name is Sheryl Sandberg. And Sheryl Sandberg, she wrote a book entitled Lean In, L-E-A-N, L-E-A-N-I-N, Lean In. And Sheryl Sandberg wrote this book. It's addressed to women, work, and the will to lead. So she's talking to women leaders. She's trying to inspire, I should say, women leaders. So either you'll be a leader or you'll aspire to be a leader. And she talks about in chapter 2, the title of the book, the title of the chapter, rather, is Sit at the Table. Sit at the Table. And so she invited some executives in, and she talked to them about how do they get where they are. And, you know, she talks about this concept of, well, for women, feeling like a fraud is a symptom of a greater problem. And she says that as women, we consistently underestimate ourselves. She also shares that multiple studies in multiple industries show that women often judge their own performance as worse than it actually is, while men judge their own performance as better than it actually is. Assessments of students in a surgery rotation found that when asked to evaluate themselves, the female students gave themselves lower scores than the male students, despite faulty evaluations that show the women outperformed the men. And so what I like about her book, and I am going to actually read her book because I've talked about her book before the book actually came out, because I saw her on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I said, well, I got to get that book. So I just had an opportunity to get it. Now, the book has been out a couple of years now. But Sheryl Sandberg, you know, she is the COO. She's COO of, I believe it's Facebook. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Facebook. She has a lot of experience, but I believe before she got to Facebook, she was like with Google or something. But this is definitely, I think her story goes very nicely with our title today. It's never too late, you know. It's never too late to go for your dreams. It's never too late to pursue your passion. It's never too late to find your purpose and begin to operate in it. Find your purpose. Operate. It's never too late. If you're still here, then that's your indication that it's not too late. Now, is it too late for me? You know, you have to use some common sense. This doesn't even take wisdom to do what I'm about to say, but it does take common sense. Now, you know, it may be too late for me to become another Venus Williams, because my body will not perform that properly, that way, at this age. So that's just wisdom. But it's certainly not too late for me to be interested in, let's just say, tennis as a sport, and to investigate and go to games. It's certainly never too late for me to get out on, not too late for me to get out on the court, on the tennis court, and hit some balls around. So you know, you use common sense, of course. But when it comes to the deeper things of life, the deeper things, it's never too late. The deep things, like finding your passion, finding your purpose, finding your motivation, what motivates you, finding what you're good at, what you enjoy doing. You see, this is where you can really take this quote, it's never too late, and wrap your mind around it. So again, just for the record, it's never too late to find your purpose, live your passion, find out what you're really good at, begin to operate. Because I suspect the thing that right now, whatever that you're really good at, whatever God has gifted you to do, that I can guarantee you is not too late to do because you're still here. And there's always more than one way to skin a cat. So in my scenario with tennis, yeah, maybe I won't be another Venus Williams, but maybe I will. My last name is Williams, after all. So I want you to work on that this weekend. I want you to find your passion, find your purpose, find the thing you're good at, find the change in this world that you want to make, find the area that you want to work on, whether it's working with children who are abandoned by their parents, whether it's, I saw on Facebook, on the internet rather, at the TED Talks, a young woman who started this program with her students for girls who didn't get a chance to have relationships with their father. She started a program to give them that relationship through this father-daughter dance. And it just was an amazing story. So there, and now she goes into the prisons and they bring in the daughters. They get to dance with their fathers, something they had never had a relationship with their dads. And it's just, you know, just really amazing. So what is it that you want to add to society, to the world, the change that you want to make? What's your goal? What's your purpose? A lot of times it can be found in your problem, in the thing that bugs you the most, in the thing that upsets you the most, or the thing that frustrates you. Then I saw another woman on TED Talks. This woman had been abused horribly in a relationship, and she goes around helping other women get out of domestic violence situations. So it's not too late. You have a goal. You have a passion. You have a purpose. You have a reason. That's the key right there. You have a reason. God purposed you for a reason, a specific thing he wants to do with you and for your life, for you to go out and change the world and get this, make it a better place. It's not too late to make the world a better place. Don't give up because you're still here. God left you here for a reason. He said, use your talents and your gifts while you're here. My mother used to say all the time, work while it is day. When night comes, no man can work it. So do it now. Now is the time. It's a great opportunity. You know, I'll be here in the mornings at 7 a.m. to give you that motivation and help you with the observation and the recalculations or whatever it takes for you to do it. But we're raising up. We're raising up those individuals who are going to make a difference and a better place in the world right here. Monday through Friday mornings, 7 a.m. on the LaLisa Show. That's where we're headed. Remember the Be Better Challenge? Remember the Be Better Challenge? You can be better, and you can do better, and we can make the world a better place. The world can be better if the people in it are better. That's a little sidebar. I know a lot of people don't think of it like that. They just want a better world, but they don't want to be better. The two will never happen. The better world comes by people being better. Better at how we live, better at how we communicate with one another, better at how we respect one another, better at how we interact with each other, better how we do our jobs. When we become better, the world becomes a better place. So I'm on a mission along with many others, not just me. There's millions of people around the world doing this very same thing. But that's my mission, to make people better. And I know that when we make people better, we inherently make the world better. And that's what I believe God woke me up for all those years ago when I was out there making the world a worse place. God tapped me on the shoulder, said, "Hey, little lady, tap, 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 you over there, what you doing? I put you here to make the world a better place, and you got off track somewhere along the way. But guess what? That's what the Lord said to me. Hey, hey, you, it's never too late. I'm putting you back on the right track, and you will make a better place out of this world." And that's when he allowed me to get in my car in 1987 and drive to Newark, New Jersey. And ever since then, I've been on this journey. And my sister helped me with the wording of it because she said, when we started school in 1990, and 3 years after being here, I got here in 87, and she was living here, I came to stay with her. And some of you know the story. If not, you got to get the book. It's all in the book. Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Bits of it's in the book anyway. And God's Plan for My Success. But I came here, I stayed with her, and we both started school in 1990. And in a paper that she wrote, and she let me see her paper, and she was at Rutgers, I was at Essex County College, and she wrote a paper, and in the paper she said something about for the betterment of society. And ever since then, I never forgot that. Those were my marching orders, that you're here for the betterment of society, Lisa. And ever since then, everything I've done has been things about helping people to either release their power, to be transformed, have a brand new life, or whatever. And it's all coming together nicely right now. It's all becoming a little bit more clear. So that's my charge to you, that is never too late for you to be better. It will never be. I wouldn't care if you're listening to me from your hospital bed. I don't care if you have one breath left. This is what you do with that one breath. You tell the universe that it must be better. And if there's people around you, you tell them, the nurses, the doctors, the orderlies, the respiratory person, the whoever it is, you let them know you must be better. You must better yourself and so that you can better. When you better yourself, you better the world. Some part of the world is a little bit better because you're better. And that's why I know this thing is bigger than Coach LaLisa. The Be Better Challenge is bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's about being better. It's not just bigger, it's better. Because a lot of people are bigger, but they're not better. There are a lot of fat, filthy, rich people, but they are not making the world a better place. All right? So you got to be better so that you can be. Now, if you're better, it's a reason to be bigger. Bigger is the better. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for this message. I thank God for what he's doing. He gave me all of that. I'm not smart enough to come up with any of that on my own. He lined it all up. The Be Better Challenge. Go to the website. Check it out. It's right there, BeBetterChallenge.com. There's also a place on Facebook for it. But I believe that if you're better, that the world around you is better. The people around you are better. Everything you do is better, and it's never too late to tap into what you are passionate about, what you enjoy doing, who the people you want to help, the area of society that you want to change for the better, not just change for the sake of change, but to change for the better. Can you imagine if around the world, I'm talking about countries in Africa, Europe, Italy, Hawaii, I don't care where you're, Australia, India, China, Japan, Russia, wherever, you name it, Colombia, Cuba, anywhere in the world, all of the nations of the world. Can you imagine all around this world, we have people who want this place to be a better place because God, listen to this, because God left you and left me stewards of this place. Yes, he did. He told Adam, take dominion over the earth. And your job and my job is to make it better. And that's my message. That's my mission. And I want you to look at your life and what you can do to not only be better, but how you can make it better for everyone else. And that's my commitment and my contribution is to raise a people who are consciously aware that it is up to me, that it starts with me. And I know Michael Jackson helped us with that because he said, start with the man in the mirror. So he made his contribution. And he got on out of here, too. But you're still here. What's your contribution? We start with yourself. Make yourself better. Make everyone around you better. And watch and see how this thing is going to change. Because God said, we are stewards. He left us in charge. He said, occupy until I get back. And that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. He said, take dominion and be fruitful and multiply. And so I didn't multiply in children, but I can multiply in an idea. Because there have been people who produced children, and I don't know what came of it. But I'm using my idea to go out in the world. And so tell somebody, tell a friend, share this information, because there are people who need to hear it. Can you imagine the people that are going to respond to this message? And God did it. I didn't do it. Trust me and believe me, I did not do it. Remember, I'm the woman that, you know, he tapped on the shoulder when I was over there homeless in Cincinnati, and he tapped me on the shoulder. You, get up. Let's go to New Jersey. I'm like, God, really? I wanted to go to Atlanta. I didn't even want to go to Jersey. Who would want to go to Jersey? Think about it. I didn't want to come to Jersey. I wanted to go to Atlanta. I've been living in Cincinnati. Atlanta is 6 hours down the Route 75, one highway, and you're right downtown in Atlanta, 6 hours. Now, you really think I wanted to come to 10 hours in New Jersey? You got to twist and turn on the turnpike and these other crazy highways? No. But God did it. And here I came. But, you know, you got to be obedient when God do it, or you'll end up in the belly of a whale. So I came to Jersey, and hey, that's how, and I got to spread this message. And so the message is, it's never too late to be better, to find your purpose, to live your dream, start that business, start that, you know, I got to go meet the young lady, like I told you, who's starting she's taking the hospital and, you know, doing some phenomenal things with it. But what about you? You have the power in your own hands to do great and mighty things. Now, I know we didn't have, it wasn't supposed to be a half-hour show today. I was only going to do the 15 minutes, but what I realized is that they give you an extra 15 minutes anyway, so, and because of, you know, having to get out and go over to the university, to the college, and, you know, work. Yesterday we had that wonderful snow day, but now the sun is all bright, so it doesn't look like we're going to have a snow day today. So it looks like we got to get up and get out and get ready, get going. But you have a great and wonderful, awesome day. Don't forget, go to the BeBetterChallenge.com website. Don't forget, you can also, all next week, don't forget to tune in. All next week we'll be talking about how to be determined, how to get determined about your life and what you're doing and where you're going, and how to get determined to do something better, to make this place a better place. We're going to spark that, wake that up, and get that thing going, because that's where it's at, y'all. That's, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm in this new program I told you about yesterday, and this new PhD program, and that's what they're all about. The whole university is all about social change and be better. And I'm like, God, this is the right school for me, because that's what I care about. That's what I've cared about since I got here, and, you know, close to 30 years ago. It's like, well, 28 years ago. Came here in 87. It's 2015, so two more years. It'll be 30 years I came to New Jersey. And, you know, wow, I came here with that notion. And it's just so weird, because God did it, and so now I'm in a school where that's what the school is. It's a school to develop people to make the world a better place. I'm like, wow, really? Yeah. And I'm there in their PhD program, and that's what we talk about. So I'm like, wow, I was already doing it. So I'm like, wow, what a fit, what a perfect.